How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
You walk away with a silver medal, which is an incredible accomplishment. Can you take any pride in that?
No. I don't like to lose.
Now it's like I know what feeling I don't want to ever go through. He was talking about you crying and blah, blah, blah. Like, you go watch Floyd. Floyd was crying after he lost his leg. I don't ever want to feel that again. I don't want to ever lose. Like, I'm not cool with losing.
This is a TKO victory for Shakur Stevenson.
He's tough. He don't take no for an answer. So I got to beat it out of him.
Shakur, of course he the truth.
Teofimo not messing with him. I don't think Tank messing with him. Gary Russell Jr. ain't messing with him.
Hey, me right now, if you ask me, would I beat Floyd Mayweather back in the day, I'm going to say yes. And truthfully, really believe that.
I know my body. Yeah, I know Shakur's body. Shakur know my body. Do I step to you when we fight, yes or no?
No.
Do we step to each other, yes
no.
or
no? No.
The southpaw version of Floyd Mayweather.
Well, Oscar can't keep ducking. It's time for him to fight. It's me versus Oscar Valdez. There's nothing else to look forward to.
Canelo can't get in the ring fight for him. And even if he could, I feel like if me and Canelo's at the same weight, I feel like I'll beat him.
SDS Promotions.
I'm one of the best fighters in boxing.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, Solo Dolo, Scarface, No Manolo. We're here to discuss Shakur Stevenson and what is next and who is not on the table. The update for Shakur's next fight is a potential fight with Floyd Schofield. So we are going to talk about that and the fact that William Cepeda is out with an injury, so he will not be the opponent for Shakur Stevenson. It looks like Floyd Schofield is definitely raising his hand and would like to be that opponent for Shakur. So this is what we'll be discussing. If you're interested, you already know what to do. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. And if you're rocking out with us here on YouTube.com, make sure you've already subscribed. If you want to voice your opinion, then we're taking callers. You can use Discord and Twitter Spaces, formerly known as Twitter Spaces. Now it is X Spaces if you want to use that to call in. But we are, discussing Shakur's next opponent. The fact that William Cepeda is out with an injury and Floyd Schofield is stepping up to the plate. But the question is Schofield ready for Shakur, or is Golden Boy setting up Floyd Schofield for failure, putting him in a fight versus Shakur Stevenson? So this is what we're going to be talking about. If you guys are interested, you know what to do. What is that? Oh, Johnny, you got some feedback there. But you guys know what to do if you're interested. This is what we're going to be talking about. Looks like we got Ziggy Esco. Welcome to the contender level. Bright and early in the show. We appreciate the support as always. On Discord, let me know if everything is rocking and rolling the way that it should be. And, you know, you hear us properly so that, you know, we can continue with the show. We are trying to make sure that you guys got good sound. Let me get a sound check. Make sure everything is good. What's going on, John? You good?
How you read me, Ness?
So far, so good.
I am good, man. Good evening, champ. Good evening, Boxing Voice community.
What up? What up with you?
Chilling, man. We ready to rock out, man. So Shakur's next fight, to answer your question here, is Schofield the right choice? I start by saying that, in my opinion, I don't think it's the right choice because I'm stuck on that Tank Shakur fight, which I believe can still happen. However, I know it's not going to happen, and I know Zepeda's out with an injury, so I think this is a really nice consolation prize. If Schofield is ready to step up and get that smoke, who are we to say that he's not ready? It's the same thing with Keyshawn, right? A lot of people were debating if he was ready for Tank. If he thinks he's ready for Tank, then I think Schofield should be ready for Shakur. That's just my opinion on it. My thing, though, Ness, is I'm just hoping that it materializes into the ring, man, because this whole shit on Twitter with these guys going back and forth, man, I'm just over it. I'm over it, B. I mean, think about it. If Twitter beef materialized in the ring, Shakur and Tank and them fought like four times already. Shakur would have fought like Devin like three times already. You know what I'm saying?
You're not lying, brother. You are not lying.
Yeah, man. I mean, talk is cheap, man. Let's get it popping like they used to say back in the days, man. I'm old, so stop singing and start swinging, man.
Well, here goes more of the Twitter beef. This is where the information is coming from. This is Floyd Schofield saying, at Shakur, you said if Zepeda ducks you, we are next. I sent Eric Gomez an email asking to let us fill in and winner fights William Zepeda. The ball's in your court now. So this is obviously Floyd Schofield raising his hand, looking to step up to the plate since Shakur doesn't have the fight. But, you know, would Oscar be setting up Floyd Schofield for failure if he allows him to fight, Shakur Stevenson? Many believe Oscar will be hesitant due to Schofield's inexperience. Shakur believes Schofield is not ready for that step up versus him. But obviously, Papa Schofield and Schofield are talking like they are. You there, champ?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying out these Kenichi bears, man. So bear with me. How do you hear me now?
Sound perfect.
Okay. We're good, man. That's a good point. You know, that's a good point, whether Oscar pulls a trigger on that or not. But listen, like I said, man, if these young kids want to get it popping, they got to start letting them get it popping, man. I mean, why let a fight like this materialize? You know, Shakur is going to be ready to get back into the ring, what, in February? I mean,
keep in mind, if we could get Shakur an opponent, it's more than likely that he lands on the undercard of Boots and Virgil, that also, obviously, guys like Dubois and Joseph Parker have been linked to.
Right, right. But, I mean, I heard you guys talk a little bit or touch on this a little bit in the morning. If it's not Schofield, who will it be? Because realistically, Kambosos doesn't really excite me, to be honest with you. I think Shakur smokes Kambosos, no disrespect to him. I just think the skill level is just not up to par. So I think that the inexperience of Schofield is definitely something to keep your eye on, but the explosiveness, the youth, the speed, yeah, he wants to fight him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he doesn't want to fight him. He's calling him out. So I don't see why they don't get it popping right now, to be honest with you.
Well, let me ask you. Obviously, the knock on this fight is going to be inexperience for Schofield, but is Andy Cruz more experienced than Schofield?
That's a good question. With the amateur pedigree and the Olympic background, I would say that he's just as polished. I mean, that's a good one right there. That's a good one. Because I know that Andy Cruz has been linked to Shakur, even though he's fought a limited amount of fights. But I'm not sure, man. I gotta think about that one. To me, though, what excites me the most stylistically is Schofield, because Schofield is going to come to fight Shakur. I don't know if stylistically him and Andy Cruz would make for a good fight. I think it would be a lot. It would be a back and forth technical battle. At least Schofield will bring the fight to Shakur. I believe that. I firmly believe that. He has said that he doesn't believe Shakur can hurt him, which means he's going to bring the fight to Shakur.
Is he more experienced than Murataya?
You're talking about Schofield?
Yes.
I kind of consider them pretty even. I consider them pretty even as far as experience. I know Murataya's got, 18, 19 fights, I believe?
Yeah.
And Schofield, what does Schofield have? Around the same?
So, I mean, if you think they're even, then Schofield isn't inexperienced. Because Murataya, I think he does have...
Okay.
I think he does have plenty of people on his resume, and, you know, some would consider him to certainly be more experienced than Schofield, but, you know, it seems like you don't feel that way. So there could be a case that, you know, Schofield is on that level.
I believe so. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people. I'm just kind of just echoing what most people are going to say about the experience. I think that he's just as experienced from a skill perspective as a guy like Murataya. And again, I guess I'm looking at more of the stylistic, the type of fight that he's going to fight, because we know that Schofield, you know, he has dog in him. He's going to want to bring the fight to Shakur. Murataya, I'd be more willing to see Schofield against Shakur at this point than Murataya against Shakur. I think that Murataya, if I had to look at that fight real quick without kind of analyzing it, I think it would be a lot more careful in that ring, where I think Schofield would take more chances, would take more risks in that fight.
Yeah. I got one other one. Is Schofield as experienced or less experienced than Edwin De Los Santos?
Oh, he's less experienced. I think he's less experienced.
Now, certainly De Los Santos has the higher level of opposition, right? He faced Shakur, right, and he faced Rayo.
Correct.
But,
well, just those two fights alone, from an experience standpoint, in my opinion, makes.
But he only won one of those, though. So, you know, how much credit are you giving him for the loss?
You're talking about the fight against Shakur, right?
I'm talking about Rayo.
Oh, you're talking about the Rayo fight?
Well, I'm talking about the one against Shakur. He lost in that fight, but he won the Rayo fight. So that's where his experience is at.
And now Rayo's a world champion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just those two fights alone, Ness, in my opinion, makes him more experienced than Schofield. But again, you know, I wouldn't necessarily sit there and say he's a better boxer, but I think Schofield is much more explosive, you know, at this point. You know, they're two different types of styles, but again, you know, I'm more enamored to what they're going to bring to a guy like Shakur, who's going to fight on the back foot. I think that Schofield is going to bring the fight to Shakur, unlike a guy like Kambosos or, in my, you know, De Los Santos, obviously, You know, we saw that movie. We don't want to see that again. And I think the same thing for Andy Cruz, you know. So I think I would prefer to see Schofield, you know, if it were my choice out of those options.
I'm with you, man. Let's open up the phone lines. We got Low Nose Boxing. Low, what up?
Lulu.
New York City. What's up?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We hear you.
Hello, you hear me?
Yes.
All right, yeah, I'm all for this fight because, you know, this is a throwback to the last time we had a quote-unquote glory era of lightweights in the 80s, and you had Camacho, Rosario, Pernell Whitaker, Chavez, I could go on and on. Those guys, for the most part, fought each other, and they were fighting each other in their 20s. You would have a champion 23 years old fighting a contender that's 21 years old. The only way you find out if they're ready is if you give them a shot. So I like this fight. I don't want to hear about Schofield being inexperienced. He talked a good one, and it's not like if he fights Shakur, he's going to get knocked out or anything like that. He's going to be taking the school in terms of being outboxed. But he got a good shot because of his athleticism, the fact that Shakur doesn't like power. He doesn't trust his defense against guys that can punch. He gives up too much ground. I'm not saying Shakur loses, but I like the fight. I don't like the Kambosos fight because Kambosos right now is only good for a prospect. The only credible guy that Kambosos is good for is T.O., only because they got history. Other than that, Kambosos shouldn't be in there with anybody of championship caliber and no more. He's a fighter two away from being served up to like an Andy Cruz or Abdullah Mason. He's not ready to get in there with a Shakur. I'd rather see Shakur versus Schofield. I even like Schofield as a better fight than Muritalia because Muritalia is, you know, no special effects, tall, slow, face first, Mexican punching bag. I don't mean to say it like that, but he doesn't bring what this guy brings, what Schofield brings, you know what I'm saying? So I'm okay with that fight. That's a good fight. And that will actually be one of That would actually be one of Shakur's better wins because Shakur hasn't been in there with a guy that's in his 20s, athletic, power, speed. So, yeah, that's a good fight. I like that fight. I'm all for it. Sign me up.
All right, champ. Yep. I want to show this response from Shakur here where he says, come on, I'm down. Okay. Hold on a minute. He says, come on, I'm down. February 22nd, let's do it. Tell Oscar, let's get it done. Is Oscar going to let you fight me, or is he going to bluff me like he did with your stablemate? At Oscar De La Hoya, reach out to Turkey. Let's get this going. And this is on the back of Floyd saying, you know, Shakur said he would fight him if Zepeda did duck. So Shakur doubling down and agreeing that he would still be willing to face Floyd Schofield if Oscar and Turkey Alashik want to make it. We got TNT 239, $2. Floyd kissing up to Shakur on IG, buddy and shit. Trash can emoji or throwing in the trash emoji. I don't know what you're talking about. Let me look at Floyd Schofield's Instagram, see what he got here. Okay, so he must be talking about this 1 hour ago. Looks like Schofield posted an old picture of him and Shakur. And he put, Shakur is one of the greatest boxers of this era. Who disagrees with that? I always said he was one of our favorite fighters. Fun fact, Shakur used to take photos with Floyd since he was a young amateur. Since he was young at amateur events, he was one of the first people to tell Kid he was going to be a champion. He is truly gifted. Okay, so he's certainly, you know, not trying to ruffle the feathers and get the fight by calling them names. And instead, he's trying to praise Shakur. Now, this is an old picture of the two. You know, since then, have they grown both in maturity and in skill is what we need to see. You know, hopefully the rugged style of Floyd Schofield does cause some trouble for Shakur. You know, he is a very poised boxer. There are going to be dozens of people that believe that, you know, Schofield can't crack that code. He can't make a guy like Shakur, you know, sweat or, you know, get off his game plan. But it looks like we got Al in the Bay to this day. What do you say, Al?
What's going on, Al?
Discord available. X Space is available if you guys are rocking and rolling. I'm going to put those links in the live chat.
Yo, 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 straight from the Bay Area. You know where it is. It's back on the map. Yeah, man. You know, Shakur is a hunted now. You feel me? He was a hunter. Now he's a hunted. So, sometimes you got to give a young bull some leeway. So I think it'll be a good fight for him to get him early, because, you know, maybe if you get him a little later down the road, it might be a little too much for Shakur. If you get him now, he can get his he can use his experience against him. Because I'm not sure, do Schofield ever became a champ? He never became a champ yet.
No champion, no world champion yet.
So this will be his first title shot, and it comes with a lot with that, you know. He never been on that stage before, so if I was him, I would fight somebody else who not experienced enough as a champ than Shakur. But I see why he wants to fight Shakur, because he feel like Shakur don't like to get hit. And he really knows that he don't like to get hit. So that's why they trying to go after him. You know? So I would say take on the young boy. Show him what you got. It don't hurt nothing from Floyd Schofield if he lose, unless he gets knocked out. He gets knocked out, that's a whole other story. But if he can just last, you feel me? That's still not a win, but, you know, it don't do too much damage to his credibility.
That's the way I feel. All right, champ. Well, we appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. If you want to call in, Discord is available. X Space is also available. Looks like we got Casual Jerry with the $5. He says, it's a win-win for Schofield. Experience and a great name on his resume. Oscar set it up. $5 super chat. We got Galaxy Studios with $2. He says, wrong caller. Shakur still Hunter. Facts. Big Gucci, what up?
Yo.
Yo.
How the audio sound?
So far, so good.
Yeah, man. Shout out to John from the Hangout Spot. Two Tone lacking, man. Two Tone not here. He lacking. Shout out to Ness.
I'm here.
Oh, shit, my man jumped out of nowhere.
He clutched.
Come on, the building, baby.
The hater here.
Shout out to Tony the Superstar, here, man. The Hatrix is in the building, baby. Yo, that's perfect timing right there, Two-Tone. The show don't feel right without you, man. Yo, this is a great fight. So, yo, Ness, this fight is, what is this fight? In negotiations now that Zepeda's injured?
Well, that's what they're trying to do. These two have agreed on social media, but, you know, we need the promoters to get involved in Turki Alashik, just like Shakur said.
Hell yeah, man. This is one of the fights I've been wanting to see, man. He in there with the Muratayas, the Andy Cruz of the world, man. These are the dudes that really need an opportunity to shine, man. And, John, I heard you was talking about amateur pedigree. What kind of amateur pedigree Schofield got? Because that's really going to play a role here.
I was actually talking about Andy Cruz's when I mentioned that.
Oh, okay, got you, man. Because I was gonna say, if Schofield got a good amateur pedigree, I feel like this fight would be really even, man. Because that amateur pedigree really is valuable, man. Because Lomachenko showed you, if you got that experience, man, you could just come in fighting 4 or 5 fights and be in a title contention, man. So shout out to Lomachenko for doing that. Hopefully, Schofield got enough amateur pedigree to make this fight even, man. But regardless, man, this is a great fight, bro. This is a fight I would rather see over most fights, bro. And where are they fighting? That's 140 or 135?
This would be 135. Shakur is WBC champ.
Okay, got you. And then Schofield in the WBA, right? So that'd be perfect, man, because if Shakur gets this fight and he'd be ranked in the WBA, we could possibly start talking about that tank fight, man, because Shakur going to be on his heels, man. But you know who's the king, who's the face of boxing, man. Tank's going to knock all these dudes out. But this is great to see some of the pieces being knocked off, man. Shakur and Schofield, you got to get Schofield senior in this bitch, man. We need some answers, man. This fight going to be made or what? Because this is a great fight. Two-Tone, how you feel about this fight, bro? 50-50 or not?
50-50? Nah, I think Shakur too experienced, man. I think he for Floyd. But I want to see Floyd Schofield use that that Kroger Sean Porter style, the Walmart Sean Porter. I need Shakur somebody elbow him, chop with elbows. I need this fight to be dirty and musty.
Yo, I know he had title fights in the past, and he had some great opponents, man. But this is a real 135 test right here, man. Schofield, a big 135, man. I can't believe how ripped he be looking in the weigh-ins. That dude looks like he's about a 154 on fight night, man. And I feel like this is the 135 Benavidez versus Morrell, man. This got to be the 135 Benavidez versus Morrell, man. And I feel like that Benavidez fight is a 50-50 fight. So I think this is a 50-50 fight, man. These dudes really got to fight these dark horses of the divisions, man, because these dudes been sneaking up on them. But, yeah, man, that's all I got, Ness. I'm going to keep listening. I'm glad you got the evening show, man. If you like, that's the only time I get to call in, man, because the day show be so loaded, man, crowded. But shout out to y'all. I'm going to keep listening. Thanks for the show, Ness.
All right. Peace, Joe man. Pilot, actually, what's up, Tone? My bad.
Chilling, man. See my man Drake out here letting the Rico suits fly. So
yeah, I seen your video trying to associate him to my boy Devin. You nasty for that.
This dude was funny as hell too, man.
He nasty, yo. They gonna come for you, I'm telling you. It's on, man. Hey,
you could compare them. It's both it's all nasty, bro. It's nasty. But y'all know Shakur ain't fighting no Floyd Schofield. He gonna fight the winner of the Maxie Hughes and what's his name? Gary Cullen.
Gary Cullen.
That's Gary Cullen.
Maxie Hughes, the winner out of Maxie Hughes and Gary Cully, they fight December 14th in Monte Carlo. That looked lit. But, yeah, man, Oscar ain't going to let Floyd, even though Oscar should let Floyd Schofield go. I don't know the benefit of Floyd Schofield being on Golden Boy. Like, I just don't, they don't match. It's not like he's a cash cow. I don't see him being undisputed. I think Pop still cuts his hair respectfully.
So you don't want the fight?
No, I do want to fight, but knowing Oscar De La Hoya, this is not going to be made right now.
I mean, you think Oscar's going to walk away from the entire turkey bag because you took Zepeda out? He got an injury, you know, so now you can't get a percentage of the Zepeda Shakur. Your best bet is to slide in a replacement so you can still get a percentage of a check, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your replacement has to be Schofield. Like,
and it's an attractive slide in.
Yeah, like as a company, do you just walk away and not make any money?
But both of y'all, did y'all think that Oscar was really going to let Zepeda fight Shakur?
I mean, I think if Zepeda didn't look bad in this last fight, yeah. That was the goal. That was his fourth straight fucking, you know, southpaw. That was the goal. You know, if you would have got past slick black, you know, Tevin Farmer, then you ready for the slicker African American in Shakur. But this is Zepeda showing his hand injury on his verified Instagram. Just so y'all know, he is out with hand injury. And that's why we're discussing the potential of a possible Schofield step in. Phone lines are open if you want to call in and voice your opinion. We got Joe Pollitt.
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Man, salute to Ness, salute to Two-Tone, salute to Johnny, man. Yo, when Johnny's on the panel, you know, it's not the Baldwin voice no more. My boy got a hairline, so, you know, Boxiana better come correct. But you already know, this is a good little future scrap right here, you know? Man, I'm the type, man, throw my dogs in there to swim. They either going to swim or drown, bro. Kid Schofield has nothing to lose. Nothing at all, bro. He goes in there, and if he even wobbles Shakur, bro, it's a win. It's a win because Edwin De Los Santos, to me, doesn't have the mindset of a Kid Schofield. Edwin De Los Santos was just happy to even challenge for a belt. He was just happy to be invited to prom. He wasn't in the running for prom king. He wasn't in the running. But Kid Schofield, I think he's going to go in there, and he's willing to take risks that Edwin wasn't willing to take. And I stand on that. I think Kid Schofield's going to go in there, and he's definitely a live dog, and he knows his O's on the line, his reputation's on the line. Everything's on the line right now if he gets in there with Shakur. But at the same time, 35 is a little thin. You know, it's not the same 35 when Devin, when Teal was there, when even a Gamboa was still lingering around, when Loma was there. You know, there was guys like Kambosis before all them string of losses was there. Schofield can lose and he can bounce right back. He can bounce right back and he'll be back in contention, you know, because he got Golden Boy behind him. If you got a major behind you, you can always get back into eliminators and back into all that good stuff. So I want this fight to happen. I want Kid Schofield. Word, I did him dirty, bro. I want my boy Kid in there, man, with Shakur, bro. Because Shakur, man, I'm questioning his dog, man. I think Shakur can get taken into deep waters and he can drown. He can get drowned in there. Shakur's too pretty. He don't trust his chin. And, you know, you got to play that little meme of that little misfit fighter that did the meme of, ow, my hand. That's what you got to play. Because me, every time I see that, he got weak hands and he's out here too cutesy, you know. I can see maybe Schofield maybe swaying the judges. If he's coming forward, sure, Shakur's an A-side. But at the end of the day, you're in foreign land, bro. Them Riyadh guys, their money is hard-earned. They're not trying to have a guy in there run around in a 22-foot ring. They're trying to have guys go in there and try to go for the knockout. Look at you can see the matchmaking they do for Riyadh season. Their matchmaking is for knockouts. Nick Ball, exciting fighter. Bacoli, Jared Anderson, exciting fighters. Andy Ruiz, Jarrell Miller, Dubois. You know, they fight. They get people that fight, that come to knock people out. So if Shakur ain't careful, he can get it taken from the judges. He has to go in there and he got to kill this young dog. He got to strangle him.
Like it's your time.
Schofield, he's coming.
But it's
I'm
not
out.
Your time.
All right, champ. What's up?
Oh, nah. I was just saying, like, you know, the sentiment is that way. Like I said, I think that Schofield's going to bring the fight to Shakur, man. It's going to be – I love the fact that these young cats are calling out for the smoke, man. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll go out on his shield too. But, you know, does he win more than three rounds?
That's a good question. That is a good question.
But phone lines are open if you want to call in. Discord, X Spaces available. Cliff, Connecticut, what up? If you want X, I mean on Discord, you do have to request.
What up? You can hear me? We in the woods.
Yep.
How the audio? I don't see it, man. Scofie ain't got no chance, man. He too young, but it's pride. Like, it shows a lot of heart that he's willing to take that loss. So, must be about the money. He must want a $1 million payday. Because he ain't got no shot, man. I could tell in their interview, when him and his pops was talking, and Shakur popped up on him, like, the energy kind of changed. They know what really happened in them spars. He's not ready for Shakur. We seen what happened to him in that last fight versus homie. Like, he don't know how to control himself. You think Shakur is going to allow him to turn it into, like, the only shot he got of winning, turn it into an early brawl? No, the man only fought one 12-round fight, and y'all want him to fight.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But Shakur's not on the pound for pound. But come on, y'all know he's a pound for pound talent. He ain't got no fucking shot. Let's be serious here. Shakur don't got to do nothing, what the last caller was saying. Shakur just got to be himself. And like Ness said, will he win 3 rounds? That's the truth of the matter. But I will watch it. I don't even know if the dude could beat Tevin Farmer, to be honest. That's who he should be looking like to fight. Somebody he needs to develop correctly. But if they want to rush him, go ahead. He's young. His
hey, yo, hey, yo, remember I told the father before Tevin had these two good fights, I told the father, fight yes. Tevin. And he like, hey, we ain't fighting him. So, you know.
You know, I'm every day on the show for the last 2 years or year and a half. So, yes, I heard that interview. And they act like Tevin was scared. And Tevin came on after and said that's not what they want. Mm-hmm. I remember that's basically how it went. If that's what they want to do with Shakur, they could do it. But, I mean, I don't really see it. I think he's similar to Zepeda, but he's a little less experienced. And we've seen the trouble Zepeda had with Farmer and Shakur. Is way better than that. Like, he ain't have no layoff or nothing, and he's younger. So it's just a sweep. What they call it when you do to what you
do. Do you think it'll be different with no headgear and 8 ounce gloves?
No. This nigga is not even a, what's his name? He's not even a fucking power puncher like that. What's his name? The little kid, Austin?
Yeah.
He's not really even a power puncher. Like, he's a volume puncher. He ain't knocking shit out. As the skill level goes up, the knockouts are going down. Let's be serious.
You got kid Austin beating Oscar Valdez?
You may feel like it's your time.
Yeah. That's my call.
Yo. Cliff, is he as green as Andy Cruz?
Yeah, with the Olympic experience that Cruz has and him not having it, and I feel like they're on par.
And is he on the same level as Murataya?
Murataya beats Schofield, maybe even Andy too. Murataya he's a level above in my opinion.
And what about De Los Santos?
De Los Santos it got all that Shakur endorsement, and I believe him. So I got Dos Santos up there. Yeah, he's think Dos Santos might be dangerous for him. But that would be a good fight. Those are the people he should be fighting that you just named, not Shakur.
All right, but those are the people want Shakur to fight. People want Murataya to get a shot. They want Dos Santos. This guy right here keeps saying Dos Santos rematch.
Well, everybody you just named, I said I gave a slight edge, like I slightly favored over Floyd Schofield. So I think they're right if you want the best matchup. I think that's the right, those are the right fighters.
Do you got Floyd Schofield over Yoshino?
Come here. Floyd Schofield over Yoshino. Come here. Nah, the fucking Chinese nigga that Shakur knocked out?
Yeah.
He fucks him up. Come here. I gotta go. All right.
Tell your dog, listen, bro. You gotta listen.
They came back. But yeah, I had to keep the niggas in check. my fault. Yo, let me tell y'all something that happened that y'all don't want to hear, but it's a blessing in disguise. It's a gift. Yo, I ain't wrapped my hands in training the other day, right? I went to the gym. Coach told me when I learn how to punch, if I don't wrap my hands, I'm gonna break it, right? So I didn't wrap them because he was rushing us out the locker room. Like, I'm like, all right, fuck it, I don't want to be coming out late. So I'm hitting like the hydro ball, like not the whole full punching bag. It's like a ball, right? So I throw the brick hand, boom, like Shakur, but I don't fall to the ground like no bitch like him.
Whoa!
And that shit just—he
a world champ.
Yeah, but he was rolling around when he sparred and hurt his hand. He probably hurt his hand more than me because my hand's not that bad. I feel like it's only a weak setback, but I hit it with the brick hand.
Well, you having bad luck, man.
Yeah, it is a tough camp. But this is a gift because now I could really master my left for the next week or so where I'm not going to use my right. I could really, really, because I need to work on my check hook with the left. I need to make really step and turn into that jab and make it a strong jab. Like Crawford said when he broke his arm or some shit. That really stepped his game up because it forced him to master his left. So I feel like this actually could help me to go to the gym and do a whole full sessions only with the left hand. So that, my shit is not broken or nothing, but it is fucked up. Like I drive a stick shift and it's like mad difficult to do certain things with my right hand right now because it's swollen and sprained. But that must mean I'm learning how to turn that punch over and twist and dig because the brick hand, that shit fucked my hand up. And he told me that would happen, and it did. But I'm about to just master the left now.
All right, champ. Let me get to some other callers here. We got, can't even see. That's Majid.
Damn. They got,
Yo. Everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for something. I listened to an interview last week with Schofield and his father, and he said that Schofield said that when he got knocked down, it was not because of a power punch, because he was tired, you know, and that wasn't even a 12-round fight, you know, so... If that boy want to donate an O that he ain't afraid to let it go, then do it. But we already know this going to be past, like, you know what I'm saying, a learning lesson. He going to be thinking his father set him up after this fight or something. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to believe in his father no more when his father said he believe in him. Let's go, Phil. Go do something else, bro. It ain't what you want. Even with a hurt hand, that's an unfair fight. You know, I don't really got nothing positive to say, you know, about this fight, except like maybe Schofield get some more money, you know what I'm saying, to help the household with the baby and everything, but he ain't leaving there with no W. And everybody that hates Shakur on this bitch right now, y'all know that. Go ahead, get y'all jokes, y'all little riddles and everything. But y'all know this the wrong fight. But shit, that's all I got, man. They giving out dubs if they sign this fight, man. That shit crazy. I'll hit y'all up tomorrow.
Alright, champ. Quest, what it do?
One, two, one, two. I'm audio sound.
Straight.
What's up, TVV? What's going on, Johnny?
What up, what up?
Two-tone.
Hey, what's good, player?
What up?
I wanted to call in earlier, man, but I'm a little busy, man. So I'm going to speak on the Clarissa Shields. Ness, what I hear, you said she don't need to play herself? You said she don't need to play herself? How come she don't need to play herself?
Clarissa in her own movie?
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Man, no the hell it don't.
Man, come on, man. Clarissa Shields, she needs to play her own movie. I can't think of a person who fits her description. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't think of nobody, bro. I was trying to think about that shit earlier, man, but I can't think of nobody who can play Clarissa Shields better than Clarissa Shields. And it's not getting no sequel. This ain't getting no sequel, man. So she can't, like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no, she needs to play her own movie, bro. Like, this shit is a one-time movie. It's like, you know what I'm saying? She needs to play herself.
Bro,
but fuck Clarissa Shields.
She is not an actress.
Come on, man. Like, I think she, hey, maybe she needs to try it out, you know, think outside the box, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's, bro, I can't think of nobody who can play her, man. I can't. I really can't.
I mean, there's a lot of talented actors out there.
Tone said Angela Bassett.
I don't even fuck Clarissa Shields. I'm not even a really big fan of Clarissa Shields. Ever since she said she could beat up Tank, whatever she does, I can't agree with anything she do, man. After that. But, Two-Tone, man. I don't want to keep getting on your ass, man. Every time I call in, man, I keep coming on here trying. I'm getting on your ass every time. I'm trying to find something that we can agree on, man. But we can't agree on shit, bro.
Not agreeing on now.
Shakur's next fight should not be Kid Austin, man. Kid Austin's not ready, bro. He's not no world level fighter right now.
Who you want then?
That's my question. Who do you prefer?
Maybe George Kambosos, who's an actual champion. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a George Kambosos, or maybe
you want a dude off four losses.
Bro, George Kambosos is better than Kid Austin right now. You can't tell me George Kambosos is not sparking Kid Austin, man. George Kambosos was an undisputed champion, man. Come on, man. Kid Austin is not ready. This dude's a fake-ass Devin Haney, man. Him and his fake-ass pops, they want to be the Haney so bad, bro. I'm going to tell you this right now. Kid Austin, he sucks. His next fight should maybe be Keyshawn Davis. Keyshawn Davis or maybe a Frank Martin or something like that. He's not ready for the championship. Like, that's Keyshawn's fight right there. You know what I'm saying? That's maybe a Frank Martin fight right there. Shakur, he needs to fight Tank. Shakur needs to fight Tank or maybe a Loma. You know what I'm saying? He's looking for bigger fights than that, bro. Kid Austin, this dude sucks. He got dropped by a no-name last fight, didn't he? Didn't he get dropped?
Yeah, he got dropped. But look, bro. In reality, Shakur should be pressing for the Tank fight right now. The man ain't got no fight. The man should be on a campaign to fight Tank, but it's musty energy in the air. Kid Austin need that O to go. If he gonna lose, get your ass cooked, nigga. We need niggas with O's to get up out of here.
I feel you. Two-Tone, see, I can agree with you on that. I'm not going to lie. Two-Tone, I agree with you. But Kid Austin, man, this dude is out here talking all this shit. Like, this nigga, like, bro, he can't beat Keyshawn Davis. Keyshawn Davis is Shakur's little brother. You know what I'm saying? Shakur.
I mean, we don't know if he could beat him. These fights need to happen. You can't just be, you know, making everybody champion without even fighting. Abdullah
Come on,
just
Ness,
got
man.
Dropped. No, you talking about Floyd Schofield. Abdullah just got dropped. Y'all thought he was the fucking next one up.
It's your turn.
Gotta go. That's right. Yeah, you about to clout. You know, cap for Abdullah, but he got dropped like Floyd Schofield. You know, we trying to shit on Schofield. Abdullah got dropped. Y'all favorite fighter.
That's what I'm saying. No headgear, 8 ounce gloves. I don't know what's gonna happen with Shakur and Kid Austin.
Kwame, what up?
And no disrespect, I don't want to see Shakur.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm good.
You got bad feedback. Get off the Bluetooth.
Hold on. You got to give one quick second.
That's better?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, he dropped off. Rayo.
Yo.
Yo.
Mic check.
What up?
All right, I think I can hear you guys better. Can you hear me?
We hear you fine.
All right. Hey, it's Pac. I joined the Discord because, you feel me, that freaking Blog Talk Radio was giving me too much troubles, and I'm like, man, I got to tune into the best fucking show. You feel me? So I had to join the Discord community. As for what I'm watching this week, that Anisong Gibb versus Slim fight. That's right. Nobody's talking about it because that's not your guys' cup of tea. I understand. But that's going to be a serious fight. And, of course, I'm watching it for free. You feel me? I ain't going to pay for it, but I'm going to tune in. And that's all I'm looking forward to. And I just wanted to come in and say that. Also, in regards to making the fights happen, but we got to make them fights happen because we never know what could happen. This is just my humble opinion. I think Tank's waiting these guys out. I agree with you guys. There should be a campaign right now, Shakur versus Tank, but feel me, it don't seem like it's gonna be like that. So we need to start pushing for that. And shit. Thank you, Al Heyman, and my promoter Louis DeCuba, bro. That's all I got. Thank you guys.
Peace, bro. All
right.
Yeah, man, how you your fight gets dropped and there's no William Zepeda and you're not campaigning to fight Gervonta Tank Davis. You didn't do it in the summer. Now you're not doing it now. Y'all trying to marinate this fight thinking you won't get a Floyd and Pacquiao bag or Ryan and Tank. It's not going to happen, bro.
That is fact.
Yeah, and the fight will come in 2026 because Shakur got a 2-fight deal. So what, he fight like Floyd Schofield, then he fights Zepeda? So we're not looking at a Tank fight?
Bro, but you sign thinking you getting a quote-unquote 3+ million tune-up with a dude coming off a loss. You thought you was being slick, right? That don't even come true. Then the other part of the deal was you get this free bag versus Cordina, and then you get the super bag Riyadh season in February. Now that don't come true. Like, did he get a signing bonus at least? Because the fights y'all promised me, I ain't get. So I ain't make no money with y'all yet. Did y'all at least give me a signing bonus?
Mm-mm.
Nasty work, man. Nasty work.
And now we're going to look at Maxi Hughes, Gary Culley, winner. Eddie's definitely not going to send Andy Cruz up there to fight Shakur Stevenson. Does he regret signing the Matchroom?
I mean, right now it's easy to say that, but I'm sure by next year they're going to give him a good fight. But, yeah, Top Rank would have had him a fight. Top Rank would have had him a fight, man. $3 million fight. Galaxy Studios, $2. Ness got hair, not when I met him, another lie. Adrian, $2. Ain't no buts. We want to see names fight names. Let's go. Casual Jerry, $2. Cliff Voice just reassured me. Oh, Wizard stops him. Damn.
Damn.
Lake County, $2. This ninja drip must have slipped and bumped his head. Gavin Goins, $5. Skidmark Schofield. Laugh out loud. Great name since Kurt almost made him poop himself in sparring. Laugh out loud. Y'all ain't shit. Lil Zooted, old wizard, training, listening to his food, walk the dog. Face with smoke out the nose. Galaxy Studios, $2. The F Ness. So wasn't Ali, and he was in his own movie. I don't remember Ali playing Ali. But maybe you thought Will Smith was truly Ali.
I don't remember that.
Me neither. TNT, $239, $5. Does Shakur versus Tank for unification ever actually happen, or is it just a dream fight? Both available and not even any talks about it. Yeah, it's very weird, man. Very weird. Casual Jerry, $2. Boxing fans talk about marinate. This sport sucks. Yeah, nah. Listen, bro,
I agree.
The fact that you got Ella B talking about Tank gonna fight all them names. I can't wait for her to fight all them names. But first, we gotta handle Roach. It's like, what? Bro, you've been singing the same song for years, bro. It's nasty work out here, man, the way they doing us. I got Cliff with the $5. He says, I'm doing this to ruin the chat. O is just a innocent bystander. He, a brick wall emoji. Hand emoji, or should I say slapping emoji? Careful. End up Rick like Dev. Call me Black Ryan. Okay. Okay, innocent. Okay, he says he's an innocent bystander. He a brick hand?
Brick hands, yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? So he's saying, oh, got heavy hands? I mean, I don't get it. This boxing. What do you mean, a brick hand? He punch hard? He's saying, oh, punch hard?
Yeah, he's saying he punch hard. Brick hands.
What the hell? But he called him.
He better be brick hand careful and end up like Dev. Or he better be careful.
All right.
Better turn up. Y'all, the way this rivalry going between O and Cliff, the fans, y'all better turn up, man. Y'all turning up in the chat.
Yeah, Tank fighting Roach, but he shouldn't be. That's the thing. He should not be, you know, fighting Roach, and Shakur should be fighting him. Jerry, what up?
Let him cook. Let him cook. If Shakur calls out Tank, he's clout chasing. If he doesn't call out Tank, what's wrong? He ain't got that same energy. And now, if he requests a fight for Tank, they're going to say, you always request to fight Tank when he has a fight lined up. He just addressed this on X yesterday. Listen to all of you on the panel and all of you listening right now. 555 to be exact. Welcome to the softest era in modern day boxing. You know, when I talk about Shakur being a real one, I got proof. I got Shakur in the locker room with Mayweather, TBE, with
don't bring that Terrence shit up, man. He shit the bed in front of all them people. TBE. He shit the bed in front of that in front of them four people, man. Don't bring that shit up. That was a horrible moment. How you gonna bring out?
Can I
Ward?
Finish my call?
You gonna bring out Ward?
Blood, Andre Ward. Andre Ward. And don't 133 and 0.
Knock it off, man.
Who has been co-signed like Shakur? So I talked to the calls that I've heard. If Shakur's so sweet, his hands are so brittle, why everybody running from the smoke?
seemed like Schofield running to it.
Cepeda was 9 months pregnant, had a baby in October, couldn't fight Shakur, and then showed up with a black cast matching his black t-shirt, talking about he hurt his hand. When did you hurt your hand, bro?
In the Tevin Farmer
fight. Amigo. You
obviously didn't watch.
I watched every goddamn round of that fight.
So how could you say, when did you hurt your hand? He had a fight.
Well, listen, if you hurt your hand during a fight, you're probably going to hear about it the next day, the same week. But when the chips are down and it's time, and you know it's time, and Shakur's calling you out, you show up with a cast on your hand? You show up with a cast on your goddamn hand matching your t-shirt? Listen, Schofield and Shakur is a much better fight than Shakur tap dancing around Cepeda all night, blanking him out 12-0. And as much as I love my fellow black Latino Schofield, he's going to get schooled. He's going to get schooled. And you know what's curious to me? Everybody thinks Shakur is soft, except everybody that gets in a goddamn ring with Shakur.
All right, Jerry. Appreciate you.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Mad bet, $5. Daily dose of Tanquil. Shakur should fight Lamont. I like the fight. Schofield versus Shakur. He got two hands. He can win. Tankful, casual, Jerry, $2. The promo for me versus Tone might move mountains. Kwawi, did we not get to you? Yo.
I think, I don't believe no hand injuries.
Yo. No Kwawi. Last call for callers. If you're trying to call into the show, voice your opinion. Now is the time to do it. Last call for callers. All right. Well, Kwawi is not connecting. Looks like we got Bo Rogers.
PBC.
Good, fellas. Hey, I've been just listening to the show. Last couple of days, you know what I'm saying? I was going to get in, but I just, you know, let y'all do what y'all do. I know this ain't the top of the night and all, but I want to just tell y'all this about when it comes to women. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty experienced in that. I know them better than most people. Most men that call this show don't really know nothing about women. They're probably married or something. And, you know, I don't want to take nothing, no credit from anybody. But there's no blueprint when it comes to a woman. And people change. So just always remember that. You can do no matter what you do. You know, you got to understand when it comes to women, people do change. So just remember that. I ain't going to give y'all too much game because y'all go home pulling your hair out your head and shit. And let's talk about some boxing. Now, Schofield and Shakur and all these other guys, see, y'all, this y'all fault. This is what y'all wanted. This, I don't want him to fight him. I don't want let all of them fight. You know, y'all think Shakur, these guys need to fight. Somebody need to fight Shakur. Shakur need to fight Tank. Tank need to fight Shakur. They need to fight Schofield. Fuck how old they is. Fuck, if y'all don't want to wait on them to get more people to know who they are, so it could be, you already don't want to see them on pay-per-view anyway, so just go ahead and buy in on them fighting each other right now, knocking each other off. And in 10 years, it won't even be a sport. It won't be nothing. It'd be a bunch of guys out here that y'all don't want to see fight because they got old and they done lost their earth. But, you know, that is what it is. I ain't going to knock y'all for how y'all look at the sport. You know, my favorite fighter, you know, this is a different era to me. My favorite fighter never lost. He beat everybody ass and made the most money. And everybody mad at him about it. So I just don't really know, you know, I don't know how to feel either. with these guys, well, y'all changed the whole sport around because y'all got fans, y'all fans of this person or fans of that person. You know, it's just a whole lot of stuff I've been wanting to get off my chest, but it really ain't enough time in 3 minutes. But, you know, I just wanted to call tonight. I ain't want to really talk about it tonight. I'm just calling tonight just to let the show extend for just three more minutes longer and just say what's up to y'all. And I'm going to holler at you tomorrow next. Y'all boys take it easy.
Peace, Bo.
All right.
All right, Bo Rogers. Yo, is Edgar Garcia the new Ryan Garcia? Is Edgar Belanga the new Ryan Garcia? Huh?
In what way?
Well, I mean,
you may feel like it's your time.
This guy, he's got to be trolling now, right? Like, every fight he's been trying to manifest is like a troll fight. First, he said he wanted to fight, what, AJ at heavyweight?
Yeah.
Bro, you talking about Belanga?
Then he said he wanted to fight Arthur Beterbiev. Then he said he want to fight, Lord, who is it that he want to fight next?
But Tank at 150?
Yeah.
Tank at 150. Tank at 150? Like, yo, 18 pounds away from your last weigh-in, and you ballooned up to 200, but you out here saying you want to fight Tank at 150 and come in like 50 Cent in that movie. And I get it. There's no way this could happen. So he's obviously the new Ryan Garcia to say crazy shit online and keep his name hot.
Could be. Could be. You know, Caleb just called him out too. So he's calling out everybody but Caleb. Caleb want that smoke.
Yeah, now Edgar on the big money fights. He ain't looking for nothing but big money fights. And the Tank fight, he's okay with losing because he going to say, I drank myself to make the weight. You know, if Tank somehow take that fight because they know they're going to drain Edgar because, again, Edgar has never fought at 150. So this dude is just trolling to get attention, like to keep his name out there. I mean, is he the new Ryan, Tone? Because that's your man's Ryan, right? Like, is he taking a page out of Ryan's book here with this type of stuff?
See, I mean, possibly taking a page out of it, but the difference is Ryan really will fight those guys. I mean, Ryan, the one that I called cap on was him fighting David Benavidez, but everybody that he mentioned at 154, Ryan would run that fade. Yeah, Boots, Tank Crawford, yeah. Earl Spence.
That Ryan sounds lovely. That sounds so lovely, but we would love to see Ryan run a fade with Boots and Earl. I'm not even a hater. I would rather him do Earl first. I'm not like these guys just want to see people lose. Give him a shot. Earl is allegedly not the old version of himself. Let Ryan prove that. But I don't believe he's moving up to any of those weights.
I mean, we fighting. What we fighting? 153 against homeboy that whooped Manny Pacquiao, Pillar the Post. Maybe he's Ryan starting a campaign at that weight.
Mm. That's nasty, Tone.
That's more like making a stop. He's more like making a stop because he's so high right now. He's making a stop at 153.
That's a pit stop, man. That's nasty work, man.
George from Mexico.
Because Ryan don't fight it. What's he going to, what, 147 a new weight? Blair the Flair? Let's get that.
You hear me?
Yeah, what's up, boy?
Hold on. I'm on the Bluetooth. Hold on.
While we waiting for Jorge to connect, hit that thumbs up. Don't be stingy. It's free.
You hear me?
We copy.
Jorge from Mexico. On the topic, I think Berlanga is going to be the next face of boxing. And, you know, I think he is. I think Berlanga's got the charisma, you know.
People like him. So I just think he's likable. And he's Puerto Rican. He's big. I don't know. I just think he's good. But he's not the next Ryan, though. Because Ryan's still around. You know? Ryan's still in the game. So he can't be, you know? Like Two-Tone said, he did take a page out of it, but he's still not Ryan. Anyways, shout out to Two-Tone. Shout out to Ness, TBB for life, homie.
Salute, bro.
Let's go.
Tone.
Yes.
My hip-hop guy. Help us old people out of touch with the culture. Keller Post. All I ever wanted was a black Grand National. Fuck being rational, given what they asking for.
Mm. That is that Kendrick Lamar off that brand new album, GNX. That's that song, TV Off, which is a banger.
Look at the HH Diva, a.k.a. French Sean Cruz. She says, haters would say it's Photoshop.
Damn, Kato put his face on Kendrick? That's wild. Blue Caleb, man.
Yo, that's work right there. Okay, that's the last call for alcohol tip. I see you, man. So now is the time. If not, Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. Yo. All right, we out. Peace.
Peace.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.